in the Red Velvet Cake Studios right now and performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend is comedian Corey Holcomb.
Yeah. Perfect. This is perfect.
This is perfect, man. We couldn't have timed this any better.
Who are you telling, Tom? I heard that lady mention my name.
Uh-huh.
Miss Jackie Reed.
Yes.
That was my dream girl till I met her.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's that lady used to do that news on BET. I went on D.L. Hughley's show.
Uh-huh.
Man, that lady cut her eyes at me the whole time I was talking. She was from Atlanta. I was like, I wish I had some sweet tea or something to give her, because ain't nothing sweet about that look she was giving me, man. About that angry black woman syndrome, I don't think that's fair, because it's like, I think women, there's a lot of women who are angry from a whole bunch of races, because I think women are mad a lot because they can't beat us up. And they look at us like, I can't whoop them. That's that look they have inside. If they could beat us up, they would be happy.
Is that right?
They would walk around beating us up and go buy some purses and stuff like that. But they can't beat us. That's why they mad.
Oh, my God.
That little lady, Jackie Reed, was giving me that look like, I'll beat him up if I could. That's why God made it that way. Thank you, God. You know, we'll be the Black Widow Spider. You know that? They killed a man after they sleep with him.
And the problem
is, if they could beat us, they would do us like that. They would kill us right after the baby is born. They'll be like, say hi to your baby and say bye.
Would you stop giggling like a little girl? My
Jay, no,
God.
I'm telling the truth.
He's laughing like...
Right after the baby's born.
Right after the baby's born, they'll bite our head off. That's what the Black Widow Spider do.
She, I like that.
She kill the thing after she do it with him.
And the problem would be...
There are some happy women out here, but normally the women who are in a good mood are the ones we don't want. And I really think that that's a shame that, you know, the girl I get along with, I can't stand being around her. But them angry women, them the ones we want, man. There's a lot of men writing checks this month because they wanted that angry woman. Angry woman they was attracted to. Fellas, we got to start getting with these happy girls that we got to settle for.
Settle for happy.
Right. Every man know what I'm talking about. That's why I ain't worried
and
about it.
And women, too.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
There's some happy women. We just don't want them.
We don't want the happy women. You know the happy girl. She come into work. She speak to everybody. She's just a delight to be around. Don't nobody
but
try to get her.
But you don't want to be with her.
We get that one roll in her eyes. We know gonna destroy us, but we still show her the mama. It's our fault.
The happy woman that comes into work, nobody wants her.
There's something wrong with that happy woman. Every girl that I felt like is a good-hearted person, I don't want her. Is it me or is it them? You tell me.
We know it's you.
Jackie Reed, whatever I did to you, I want you to know that I'm proud of that. And,
oh, dang. Because when you see happy, you don't like it.
I don't necessarily not like it. It's just something wrong. You know, when you like somebody, when you get up on them, you can tell.
You got crazy eyes.
Right.
No, you do.
Well, I know. I get when I'm sizing up a woman to see if I want it, I get up on her with that little look. And something comes to me. And a lot of the happy girls, I don't want them. Maybe. What's wrong with me? At least, see, I admit something wrong with me. A lot of people think something wrong with
Why
everybody else.
Why do you
else.
Think black women are so unhappy and so angry? Not all of them, but a lot of them. A lot. Not all.
Okay,
but
a lot
are angry.
Well,
not all.
If we get for real, a real moment right here.
Yeah, please. Because you can't get it
economics. Economics has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With the position we in.
We've met angry black women who make a lot of money. So, well, what I'm
saying. Hey.
You're right.
Hey, not that much.
But you know why they angry?
Why?
Because what they want economically doesn't balance with them. They want the brother. It's just, you know, they got the good job, you know, and we got the Call of Duty PlayStation game. And they get jealous when, you know, they go to work and we like, okay, baby.
I'm going to play PlayStation.
Right, we pressing power on the TV. when they were even out in the morning.
Our happiness doesn't equal theirs. That's what
it's an imbalance going on in the world.
We're not
man.
Equally yoked.
Yeah, you know, even though money isn't everything,
yeah, it sure
it means something in a relationship.
Especially why, when he's not bringing any in.
You know what I'm saying? That's he's why, happy with PlayStation.
There's a solution
they hate
to that.
That.
What is the solution?
I think all men should date poverty-stricken, average-looking women. Because poverty-stricken, average-looking women
are
willing to really put effort into a relationship.
That you don't have to.
Right.
But you don't want them.
Right. If you date a girl who has money and she's attractive, there's no way that's going to work. Her options...
You know that going in.
Overwhelm any possibility of hope in a relationship. And if you date a girl that's real ugly, you can't never date a real ugly woman because they can't turn nothing down. I don't care if they married. They know every opportunity is precious when they're real ugly. That's why you can't be with them. So you just get a poverty-stricken, average-looking
woman.
That's
the answer, too.
And, you know, you just present her as you can to the world.
You
know?
You don't take her everywhere.
Right, that look of pride gonna be gone.
Present her as you can.
Most places at night, you take her. Right.
Okay. When the power is out.
If she get too far ahead of you in the store, you don't even want to yell her name. You don't want people to know you with her.
Just let her go in there.
You walk faster. Yeah, let me keep up.
Corey Holcomb at the Arlington Improv.
It's crazy.